Yeah, KE4ZYQ, Sean jumping in there. I understand what you're saying, but the thing is, if you're on record for your driver's license and address and all that stuff, which should be up to date, that fee that they charge so often for expiration of your CPL, when you have a driver's license, or if you have any problems with your legality or federal law, or get a federal offense or something, they should look on your record and say if you do have a CPL, then they can check it and do whatever they have to do, because you're already on record unless something's changed. So if nothing's changed, they don't need to do a check periodically to see if you have a felon. They know you are on record, and if you commit a felon, all they got to do is look at your record and say, oh, well, he has a CPL, and all they got to do is check it that way unless something's changed, which it hasn't. Most people it hasn't changed unless they dropped it or whatever, but you just should have to renew or pay a fee for a right. That's what I'm saying. Once they start doing that for the right to bear arms, then they'll say, well, the right to talk in public, you got to pay a fee. You got to renew that. Pretty soon, each right is going to be diminished one way or another. So I find that to be ironic. KE4ZYQ, over the top.